Listening Library presents The Secret Language of Girls by Frances O'Rourke Dowell. Read for you by Michelle Santopietro. What would you trade? Do you think bugs have dreams? Kate asked Marilyn, nudging a rock with her foot. A mob of roly-polies scurried toward the sidewalk in a state of panic. I don't think bugs even have brains, Marilyn said, pulling her knees to her chest so the roly-polies couldn't crawl up her legs. I wouldn't touch those if I were you, she added. They might carry really gross diseases. Too late. Kate was jabbing roly-poly after roly-poly with her finger to get them to curl into tiny balls. She scooped up a bunch of the silvery bugs and watched them roll around in the palm of her hand. Yum, Kate said. Want some peas for dinner? It was at times like these that Marilyn thought Kate still had some growing up to do. A lightning bug flashed a few feet away from where Marilyn and Kate were sitting on the front steps of Kate's house, and then the evening sky dimmed just a notch, and suddenly the yard was filled with lightning bugs. According to Marilyn's little brother, Petey, when lightning bugs flashed their lights, they were sending signals to each other. Here I am, they were saying. Have I told you lately that I love you? Kate was up and running. She swooped like a bird every time a lightning bug flashed in her path, using her cupped palm like a small butterfly net to nab one bug after another. The sky dimmed another notch, and now Kate's tanned legs looked white as paper, as though she'd turned into a ghost. Marilyn could see Kate's bare feet glowing like two little moons as she ran through the damp...